And then you have to distill that to actually clean it up before it goes in the process. We quite literally extract, refine, and activate in a 2-second period. So it's literally only a 2-second extraction. It's continuous feed, so material keeps going through it. But it's so fast that it doesn't damage these extracts, and you can actually have a true full spectrum all high terpene content, true profile of the plant, and put it straight into the product, and it's gonna be great.
From the Pod Connect Studios, high in the Rockies at the beautiful Beaver Creek Resort, it's the Raising Cannabis Capital Show.
Today on Raising Cannabis Capital, we are joined by Russell Thomas, the founder of Life Tonic and Vapor Distilled. Russell, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it, Dan.
I'm really excited to talk to you today, but I think before we get started, we should warn everyone that there will be a lot of moving parts today because Russell has amassed one of the largest intellectual property portfolios in the cannabis industry and has, I mean, personally, you have, I think you told me, close to 200 patents, and we also have 3 companies. I guess to kick things off, Russell, let's start by talking about Life Tonic. Can you give our listeners sort of an overview of what Life Tonic is and what sort of sets you apart from the other brands within that sector?
Yeah, Life Tonic is a new cannabis beverage brand we're launching based on an ionized cannabinoid technology. When you ionize cannabinoids, you get almost immediate absorption. So these beverages quite literally work in a matter of minutes.
Yeah, that to me sounds like a game changer because we all are familiar with the social environment of being in a bar, but if it takes 45 minutes to activate, you wouldn't do it. And that's why what you're talking about just seems like a game changer.
Yeah, I mean, that is the question we love to ask. If you're going to a bar, you're going to go see your friends, you're going to do some shots of tequila, and you knew every single shot could take up to 45 minutes to kick in. You wouldn't do it. That'd just be disastrous. You know, I don't think bars would even exist. And you look at the cannabis beverage industry, Constellation putting $4 billion in the canopy. You know, all the alcohol companies are in it now. And it's still such a small part. It really just comes down to it takes too long to work. So we really saw that as a market need, and we developed a technology that makes cannabis-based beverages work as quickly as a shot of alcohol.
Like I said, that is a game changer. And the other thing is that a lot of people are uncomfortable smoking. It doesn't matter what they smoke. They're just uncomfortable putting something into their lungs. And I think the idea of it in a beverage just seems to me more health conscious. Is that the feedback that you're getting?
It absolutely is. You can quite literally have an intoxicating beverage. Makes you feel good in a few minutes. Works at the speed of a social interaction. So you drink one, you can wait 10 minutes, decide if you want more, just like alcohol. And if you drink a lot of it and you have a really great night, or maybe too good of a night, you don't pay for it with some horrible hangover the next day. If anything, you sleep better that night, you wake up refreshed, there's just no consequences to it. And if you're inhaling something, it's probably not good for you. But, you know, there's a reason why right now vaping cannabis, smoking cannabis, it's still the number one way to consume it. It really just comes down to that's the fastest way to get an effect. That's the only way you can experience cannabis in a social situation that it kick in when you want, that is by smoking or vaping it. We're trying to shift that to something healthier and something that most people really want more is to just pick up a drink and drink it.
And this new technology that you guys have incorporated into your products allows your body to absorb the cannabinoids faster? Is that why it's so fast acting versus eating a gummy and waiting 45 minutes?
Yes. State of the art right now for cannabis-based beverages are nano-emulsions and some liposomal emulsions. Those are still oil suspended in water. They're just microscopic drops of oil, but there's hundreds, kind of thousands of THC molecules in each of those. It hits the lining of your stomach with this big old, even though it's microscopic, there's still a big old mass that has to go layer by layer. When you ionize cannabinoids, they behave more like a salt instead of an oil, and they love to be in water, so they quite literally dissolve to the single molecule level. And so when that hits your stomach, it's single spread out molecules. They just immediately go into the stomach lining, immediately go into your bloodstream. And that's what alcohol does. Alcohol does not the suspension of all the water. You know, just about anything you drink that you get a quick effect from is truly dissolved. This is an industry-first technology. It's never been done. We actually have well into the 50s for granted and pending patents just on this alone.
Whoa. I mean, like I said, that's certainly a game changer, and especially since you own the technology. I mean, wow, what a good position to be in right now. I want to switch gears here and talk about some of the other technology that you use. I read on your website about vaporization extraction.
Yeah, so we actually were founded on that technology. We call it flash extraction or evaporative extraction. This is an extraction technology that doesn't use solvents. It works the same way that if you picture how you vaporize cannabis, you just have heated air blowing over the cannabis, it evaporates the cannabinoids into a vapor, and you're inhaling that vapor into your lung. If you were to recondense that vapor into a concentrate, that's essentially what our extract is. It favors terpenes a lot more than other processes. Even from hemp, we can easily get over 10% terpenes by mass, which in comparison to other processes is 2 to 3% terpenes by mass. So very high levels of terpene. We're actually talking to almost every large company in the world right now, and we're doing paid research for them. So they're investigating our process for a license and for fragrance extraction. And the nice thing is they're actually paying for the evaluation.
When you think of a lot of the extraction methods that are used, they add different types of alcohol or just other components that seem like they'll always be there, or at least a trace of them will be there. Whereas this, there will be no trace. There's nothing. It's all just pure cannabinoids and terpenes when it's ready to go. And I noticed on the Vapor Distilled website that you're one of the largest suppliers of USDA organic hemp extract. That's probably one of the reasons is because you use this type of technology.
We have been able to supply very differentiated extracts to our wholesale customers. So we work with a lot of really premier CBD brands. We work with some of the top 10 brands. And this oil is very unique in that it's a true full spectrum oil that tastes really good in products. What a lot of people don't know about cannabis, CBD or THC, is you have to activate it to work. And that requires heat over a long period of time. So even if you have a beautiful extract from another process, you take that and you essentially cook it for hours to turn the CBDA and the CBD or the THC, and you kind of trash the extract. And that's what people call crude. It's kind of gross. It's kind of stinky. And then you have to distill that to actually clean it up before it goes in the process. We quite literally extract, refine, and activate in a two-second period. So it's literally only a two-second extraction. It's continuous feed. Material keeps going through it. But it's so fast that it doesn't damage these extracts, and you can actually have a true full-spectrum oil, high terpene content, true profile of the plant, and put it straight into the product, and it's going to be great.
Now, you're in the middle of a Series A funding round right now. Can you share with our listeners some of the details of the round?
Yes. This round is primarily to launch the Life Tonic cannabis beverage, to kind of bring this ionized cannabis technology to market. We're already selling it in the CBD form wholesale to some customers, but we really want to have a strong presence in the THC space with it. So it's about a $2.8 million round. It's not a huge round. We're about halfway through it, and it's preferred equity. Glad to share more about the terms if people are interested.
It's got to be a massive rollout to move into the beverage sector with a footprint substantial enough to make an impact. So I imagine it would not come cheap.
No, the marketing is most of that budget, but we also have some stellar people coming on. We just brought the head of marketing from a major Colorado edibles brand on as our head of marketing. We're bringing on another champion from another company that we really are following the business model. We're very close to bringing on an operations head, literally managed dispensaries across multiple states. Six brands get licensed national campaign. So we're building our team with people who have done all this before. And one thing that's really important to mention is we're using these single serving kind of tear sachets. It's a powder that you can discreetly add to anything and works quite literally as fast as alcohol.
Wow. Like I said, this is a game changer, and we'll have all Russell's information, Life Tonic's information in the show notes. So if somebody is interested in maybe learning more about the fundraising round or even more about some of this technology. And I'm sure Russell or somebody from Russell's team will be happy to talk with you. Russell, I wish we had more time. This is good stuff. I love this breaking technology, and I'm really excited that you guys are right at the forefront of it.
Dan, thank you. This is fun.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hey everyone, it's Ryan from the Cannabis Connoisseur podcast. If you're looking for ways to utilize cannabis to keep you healthy, strong, and sharp, come join us every Wednesday where we dive into the best ways to use cannabis to optimize your life. Topics include cannabis and athletics, cannabis for productivity, cannabis for anxiety, cannabis for a healthy immune system, and so much more. If you're a curious connoisseur, this show is for you. So please head over to our page, and we're looking forward to seeing you this week. Bye.